I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Community leaders joined forces to stress the importance of the COVID-19 vaccine, especially among younger populations.
Many times Siouxland has found ourselves in the leadership role amongst any initiatives across the state. At this point, we're lagging. So I'd like to encourage each and everyone out there listening to consider this vaccine.
That is the executive director of Siouxland District Health, Kevin Green, who was also joined by Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott and others.
I know there's always going to be people that have concerns about the vaccine, but for me, I've had that shot, both shots, and I had no ill effects whatsoever, and a lot of my family members have had it. We've also been affected by COVID in our family.
Woodbury County is lagging behind the state vaccination rate of 47% at 40%, the level for people ages 12 to 17, 20%. Siouxland District Health today released updated numbers on hospitalizations at Sioux City's two medical facilities. That number is down to 18 from 22 last week and single digits 2 weeks ago. In the past 7 days, Woodbury County added 122 new cases with a positivity rate of 9%. Local health officials would like that number to be 4% or below. And in Des Moines today, parents, children, and medical professionals gathered in front of the state capitol. They protested the state's mask ban, which prohibits schools from mandating mouth coverings. The demonstrators urged Governor Kim Reynolds to allow districts to choose a mask option or sign an executive order mandating masks in schools throughout the state. The CDC has recommended universal indoor masking of all people in schools, regardless of vaccination status. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.